This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on cooperative sector in the context of the upcoming Global Cooperative Conference 2024. The participants are Jayan Mehta, expert on cooperative sector, and Anubha Rodki, anchor.
India will host the Global Conference of the International Cooperative Alliance next week. Beginning on November 25th, the 5-day General Assembly and Global Cooperative Conference will be held in New Delhi. I'm now joined to discuss this issue with industry expert Jayan Mehta. Mr. Mehta, welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Mehta, this is the first time in the 130-year history of the International Cooperative Alliance that India is hosting this event. How significant is this?
It's a matter of great pride that this event is being hosted in India, the first time in their 130-year history. It is also very significant that the year 2025 will be announced as the International Year of Cooperatives on the Indian soil in this particular event by our Honorable Prime Minister. So actually, this is a matter of great pride for all of us not just who are associated with cooperatives, but all Indians also, that this event is going to be a part of history.
India has a separate Ministry of Cooperation that was formed to take forward this movement. Not only that, of the around 3 million cooperatives in the world, India is home to around 25% or 8 lakh of them. That's a testament to the strong cooperative movement that we've had here, isn't it?
Yes, very true. Because I've been associated with Amul, and Amul, as you know, was formed about 8 decades back. So this success story of dairy cooperatives which started in India in the pre-independence era has led to not just India becoming the largest producer of milk in the world, but Amul also being ranked as the world's largest farmer-owned cooperative. We're so right in saying that the cooperative movement has taken deep roots in the country, and India is a showcase example of how cooperatives can benefit the smaller marginal sections of the society, the farmers, the small businesses, and everybody together contributing to growth of the country.
How significant has been the role of cooperative sector in India in the growth of agriculture and other allied sectors?
I talked about the milk experience. And when Amul started in 1946 with just the village cooperative societies and 250 liters of milk, today Amul itself is a $10 billion organization, about 80,000 crore turnover, working with 3.6 million farmers. But this same movement got replicated all over India, leading to India becoming the largest producer of milk in the world. And more importantly, milk is the largest agricultural crop of the country today. The value of output of milk in India, on which more than 10 crore families depend on livelihood, is more than the value of output of wheat, paddy, and oilseeds put together. So you can say that there is a journey of milk which has given such results. And when now the same model is being replicated across multiple different categories, and agriculture, which you just mentioned, through the new multi-state cooperatives which have been set up as per the inspiration of the new Ministry of Cooperation, the multi-state cooperative on exports, multi-state cooperative on organics, and multi-state cooperative on seeds. So all these three will usher in a very strong cooperative revolution across multiple sectors in the country, and agriculture and all the producers of various agriculture who are connected with cooperatives, with the primary agriculture societies and their productive agriculture societies, will benefit out of these events.
What has been the contribution of the cooperative sector in addressing the issues of poverty and contributing to women empowerment?
Milk is a very classic example for this, that it is giving livelihood to such a large number of people. So anybody having just 2, 4, 6 cows can actually not only earn their livelihood, also support the families, and more importantly, contribute to the well-being of the society and nutrition to a large number of people in the country. Similarly, women empowerment again has been demonstrated through the cooperative model in a very big way. The money which consumers pay, more than 85% share of the consumer's rupee is passed on to the producer. And most of our producers are women members, and the money directly flows into their bank accounts. So this is a very, very classic example of women empowerment, of women earning their livelihood with dignity, and not just as suppliers of milk, but owner of this enterprise, which I mentioned is the $10 billion operation, and the Amul brand now being ranked as the strongest dairy brand in the world. So you can imagine that how Anybody coming together, with just a 10 rupee share capital, can become owners of a multi-billion dollar organization and a brand name which is recognized globally, right, strongest in the world.
As you was just explaining to us, the very fact that, you know, everybody has an equal stake in the, if you're a member of the cooperative, everybody has an equal stake. So that also takes forward the root, the idea of democracy, which is the very bedrock of India.
You are, in a way, eliminating all the distinctions of the society, be it the caste, the creed, the incomes, the education. You are putting people together on the same platform, trying to give equal rights, equal opportunities to all the members. There's no discrimination or distinguishing one person from another or any of these typical lenses in which societies operate. And that's where cooperatives and democracy go hand in hand.
At a time when the world is facing multiple challenges, including climate change, food security, and biodiversity crisis, what role can cooperatives play in tackling these challenges?
Now, this is a very, very important issue. And from the dairy industry point of view, we are trying to address it in a very systematic way. People in the Western world perceive cow to be a problem. We have demonstrated that cow is a solution. And I'll tell you how. Cow gives us milk and also gives us dung. If you are able to collect this dung of a cow and process it in form of a biogas, it can light the chula or stove of a household. It can also run cars based on the compressed biogas that you make out of it. The slurry which is left behind is also organic fertilizer, and that goes back to the soil and also helps us produce organic food, and which is good for the society. So here addresses multiple issues simultaneously. The farmer gets additional income for the dung, he is happy and she is happy. India imports lots of fuel and fertilizer. And so if we are self-sufficient into production of fuel and fertilizers, the economy is also affected. And moreover, we are solving the problem of the environment, keeping the soil fertile, and so the nature is also happy. So sustainability, the dairy industry, and the role we can play in the through the circular economy is a very, very classic case. And this is what we at Amul are trying to demonstrate and replicate it on a very, very large scale across the state of Gujarat and different parts of the country. And more importantly, most of the SDGs also a cooperative dairy can answer and support. This is where dairy cooperatives like ours becomes more and more the system where, as you mentioned, these problems are the world is facing get complex day by day, but cooperatives have a solution to many of these.
What are the new initiatives and innovations in the cooperative sector, particularly if you can emphasize on the role of technology? How is technology helping take this sector forward?
From the Amul experience, and that's where we have seen the technology has been playing a very, very strong role into our entire sphere of operations, right from improving the breed of the cow, using the latest technologies of embryo transfer to sorted sex semen. Technology has played a very, very important role improving the productivity of our cattle and thereby income of the farmers. And then as you move up the value chain, the milk is processed in using the latest possible technologies. A variety of products are being made using these technologies. And then when it comes to selling and distribution also, you are using the best possible technologies. So today, I can say with confidence that 3.6 million farmers who give milk twice a day across 18,600 villages give on a common software. Every single liter of milk supplied by every farmer is tested right in the village society. It is chilled right in the village society. A multiple of products are being made and more than 1,000 SKUs for the 300 lakh liters of milk we handle every day are being made and sold across the length and breadth of the country and also exported to more than 50 countries. Technology plays the underlying role in not just providing the backbone of the digital infrastructure, but the farmers have apps through which they access the information they need, call doctors, send their cattle to every single pack of Amul butter and cheese sold to a million outlets is on the same platform. And continuous efforts and improvements are being made to improve the productivity, reduce the cost, and thereby benefit both the producers and the consumers alike.
Agriculture is the main occupation in India. How has the cooperative movement helped in improving the lot of the farmers over the years?
Cooperatives deal with large number of people and they are uniformly spread across every part of the country. So this is where a big transformation is happening. India today has about 200,000 village dairy cooperative societies in the 700,000 villages that we have. The new Ministry of Cooperation has given a mandate to expand the dairy cooperative network to another 200,000 villages out of the balance 500,000 villages. So you can see that more milk will come in the organized sector, more women becomes part of the cooperative movement, more livelihood and empowerment happens in the villages, and the country develops to a great extent. Similarly, the multiple initiatives which have been announced by the Ministry of Cooperation, and I can tell you more than 54 such initiatives are there, which includes strengthening of the primary agricultural cooperative societies, giving them multiple opportunities to do business for their members and earn better incomes, and the three new multi-state cooperatives which I just mentioned. So you are providing a linkage of the agricultural produce of every single farmer in the country through the export cooperative, bringing more farmers into the organic space and thereby increasing their incomes, and also providing healthy and safe food to the consumers, using the best possible seeds to improve the productivity, and a whole host of initiatives to expand the network of the primary agriculture cooperative societies, link the cooperative banks with the cooperative farmers, and thereby strengthen the banking system. So you can see that it's an all-round effort to improve the strength of the cooperatives, the network of cooperatives, the well-being of the members, and also improve their standards of living, and thereby giving more and more livelihood opportunities to a large number of sections of the society.
What are the challenges for the cooperative movement in India, and how do you see its future?
Before the new Ministry of Cooperation was formed, and as a part of the dairy industry, I can say, the cooperative dairy industry was facing so many headwinds. And we are not only having a level playing field, but there is a strong movement to support the cooperative movement because of the benefits it is giving to a large number of people. There were tax issues which have now been rationalized, and the support has been given to ensure that the farmers get a level playing field. Simultaneously, all the hurdles which have been there in the operations, in the smooth conduct of the business, are being gradually eliminated. A couple of things are very, very essential to strong cooperative movement. Strong leadership, which is a farmer leadership, and professional management. Amul has been successful because consistent demonstration of both these things over the last 8 decades. And the same thing is now being encouraged across multiple sectors of the cooperatives because of the strong visionary leadership that we have at the Union Ministry of Cooperation and the central leadership of the country. So once this percolates down to the every single society, every single region, you will see a very, very strong cooperative movement growing across the length and breadth of the country.
Last question to you. Given India's strong cooperative movement, what message can India send to the world through this very important international event that is going to begin next week?
The theme of this particular event is also synonymous with the mission of our Ministry of Cooperation, which is basically Sahakar Se Samruddhi. So cooperatives can bring prosperity for all is the message of this conference, and this is what India has been striving to do. So as the most populous nation of the world, India, and the dream of India and Indians to be a developed nation in the next 10-20 years, cooperatives will play a very important role for it. And now that the United Nations recognizes the year 2025 as the year for cooperatives, the strength of the Indian cooperative movement will be showcased to the world through this particular event. And this will pave the way for a very, very strong cooperative movement in India, which will demonstrate to the world that this is a power of cooperatives which everyone in the world can leverage. India can contribute through a variety of South-South exchange programs like we do in dairy to many other spaces, and thereby lead the world in the cooperative movement also.
Mr. Mehta, thank you so much for joining Akashvani and talking about this very important issue.
Thank you so much.
You were listening to a discussion on cooperative sector in the context of the upcoming Global Cooperative Conference 2024. The participants were Jayant Mehta, expert on cooperative sector, and Anubha Rodki, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsttalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92 89094044.